Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike Tomlin there. In real speed, I absolutely thought it was a touchdown. Upon further review, I get why they overturned it. There are a lot of dumb, arcane rules in football, and sometimes it's inconsistently applied or adjudicated. We saw it happen famously in the Tuck Rule game between the Raiders and Patriots, and giving life and birth to the Patriots dynasty. That very technical rule that was right, but it really didn't jive with the spirit of football. And maybe you could make the same case for what happened here, but the Steelers, to me, did not win this game because of officiating. Now, I do think it's a little bit unusual that in terms of maybe these things that could have gone either way, that the Steelers seem to get more of the calls on the road. It's, I think, for the most part, the other way around in sports, where the home team gets the better whistle.
Human nature. The officials are kind of influenced by the idea that they don't want the home fans to hate them.
Look, obviously we're talking about small margins. Whenever the Steelers play the Ravens, the games are almost always close, although the last two games in Baltimore were not. They were Ravens beatdowns.
Yep.
The decision by the refs to call the Ravens defensive lineman for unnecessary roughness on the field goal, to me, was the most egregious wrong call in this game and had a tremendous impact on this game, because the Steelers ended up scoring a touchdown there instead of a field goal. And I really do not see an exclamation here from the officials where they could zoom in on something from that play and say, see, this is what we're talking about. They went after Kuntz's neck or head, or this is against the rules, whatever.
It just looked like they said he got blocked pretty hard, or he got run into hard, and that we decided that was too much.
And so, okay, like, that is a pretty big call in a game. It was clearly wrong. And if you're a Ravens fan, though, you were a 5.5-point favorite in this game. The Steelers came in basically DOA with how the last game
looking
went.
Like one of the worst teams in the NFL. Let's just call it what it is. They play. No team was worse for the last 30 minutes of last week's games than them.
You shouldn't need one call to get made correctly to beat the Steelers. I know that should be the expectation. These are professional officials. They shouldn't get something like that wrong. I'm not even trying to make excuses for them when I say this. But I don't think, based on when that happened in the game and what happened thereafter, it's a good enough reason to just say, well, the Steelers got away with one in Baltimore, and Art Rooney needs to send Alex Moore and the officiating crew fruitcakes for Christmas.
Fruitcakes? That's what you send somebody you don't like.
Oh.
Send him a nice edible arrangement or something of that nature. Maybe a nice handwritten card.
But we've had a lot of Steelers fans that have either texted in, called in, commented on YouTube.
Said they got away with one. Said they got pulled a fast one.
Yes.
Basically. Well, that's easy to explain for me, at least, or in my reckoning and analysis. And that's,
we usually don't do that. We usually think we got ripped off, no. And we rarely admit when we were the beneficiary people of want crappy to, ass officiating.
People want to admit, or people want to say that was the wrong call specifically on the touchdown play, because the raw, like, in their minds, it being the wrong call unfairly helps Mike Tomlin, who they don't like. It's the right call. It's the correct application of that rule, which is still the play of the game. If I were in Baltimore,
so it's an
by the
intense
way,
dislike of yeah, Mike Tomlin.
It's people being sick of Tomlin, and they're like, they almost feel like they, in their reckoning, the officials kind of gave Mike a get out of jail free card here, which is just, I think, shows how toxic it is.
So if the Steelers won a game under, say, Chuck Knoll that way, no one would be viewing it through that prism. Or
prime
fewer
Chuck
people
Knoll,
would
yes,
be.
Prime Chuck Knoll, yeah. Or even prime Tomlin. If it was in Tomlin's like first 4 or 5 years and they won a game this way, people would be loving it. They beat the Ravens in a game where it was a very questionable, was Holmes over the goal line with the ball call. Remember? And then the explanation wasn't even correct. It was just, oh yeah, he got 2 feet down in the end zone.
Yeah, that's right. That was the only touchdown. Was that 13-9, I believe, was
it
the score of that
it
game.
Was 13-9. I will, by the way, say two things. If I were in Baltimore, you know what the thing I would be saying is? Like, to your point about your 5.5-point favorite, you shouldn't need this. I'd be ripping the hell out of Isaiah Likely today. It's the week after you had a ball get fumbled at the goal line because you couldn't take care of the ball.
Absolutely.
Finish the play, man. Yeah. Like, you're in the end zone. You know how valuable ball security is. Finish the play. I will also do something I haven't done a lot of lately. I'm going to give Joey Porter Jr. a lot of credit for sticking with the play and continuing to try to play through.
How could you not?
Well, I just don't think I've heard many people say Joey Porter Jr. with a great like effort and hustle play to continue. He might have even been trying to troll because he was pissed off,
I'll co-sign
but it worked.
I agree with you on that.
So he doesn't make that. That play doesn't happen without him playing to and through the whistle, basically. But I would be ripping the daylights out of Likely if I were in Baltimore. And ultimately, it was the correct call. Like, I think on further review, when Sterator basically says the officials got it wrong on the field goal, that's a different story. But the play that everyone's talking about, they got right.
Donnie, do you think the Ravens got robbed?
I think more so on the field goal, where it was a now 4-point difference. I guess if you want to do the math at the end, Steelers still would have had one more point. The touchdown thing, to me, it feels like one of those bad/stupid rule, but they got it correct in the way they officiated it. Like, it leaves you again wondering, like, what is a catch? What is not a catch? Like what if he catches that in the corner of the end zone, gets 2 feet down, and then as he goes out of bounds, like, he's going out of bounds, he's already out of bounds, and then the ball gets knocked out of his hands.
I just don't understand why you have to make a football move when you're already in the end zone. What other football moves are there to be made? You don't need to move with the ball.
Right,
you've scored.
It's also weird to me. I know that this doesn't always apply because sometimes it's just a guy running the football, but
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If he catches that on the 1 yard line and the nose of the football crosses the goal line, they're going to call that a touchdown. Would they not?
Yeah, because the play ends there.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as it crosses.
I mean, it's just obvious that they were saying, well, if this was happening on the 32-yard line, that would have been an incomplete pass in the game.
Yes.
That's it. Uh-huh. That's all it is.
And we would be bitching about that they didn't rule it a fumble in that situation because we would have wanted the ball loose.
Yeah, because it's very different.
I do think you've hit on something because we know that Mike Tomlin's approval rating going into this game was probably the lowest it had ever been. And I think people might have been either openly hoping that it blew up in his face again and he could really see how much disdain and dislike there was for him with this Dolphins game on Monday and hear the boo birds and hear the fire Tomlin chants and try to coax Art Rooney to do something about it. And I think a lot of people were keeping their fingers crossed from that. I was before the game. No doubt. And then I think now that they won and Mike Tomlin's team rallied in classic Tomlin fashion, mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think people are trying to undermine or discount his role in it all. And if they say, well, the Steelers got lucky because of the refs or just blame the Ravens for playing a poor game.
It's an easy way to not give him credit because nobody is predisposed to do that right now. There's a lot of scar tissue, man. Like, they would have to win out, look weirdly, like, dominant doing so, and then win at least a playoff game, I think, for people to have any of these ill feelings assuaged.
And I would say if this had happened against the Dolphins, I would get people just being like, okay, whatever. It's one win against a mediocre team.
But it's the Ravens on the road.
Yeah, you'd think beating the Ravens and putting yourself in, what is it now, like over 80% to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's 80. And I think if they win this week, or even if just the Ravens lose another game, it probably climbs even higher. The Ravens are in bad, bad shape now because of this. Like, it virtually kneecapped them, especially with the rest of their schedule being what it is. It is, in terms of what it means for them, easily their most consequential win of the season thus far. And I am not surprised, though, that in the way it went down, you have people who are very frustrated. And I'm not putting myself to this extreme, because you know I said it doesn't change a ton of my opinion on them. There are people actively wishing they could go back in time and be like, no, that's a touchdown, the Steelers lose. Because it would have helped them confirm more of their priors and would have turned up the heat even more on Mike.
Twitter poll results. Who should get more credit for the Steelers' win over the Ravens, Mike Tomlin or the refs? 68% said refs.
Well, I think in a way...
How about that, man?
But in a way, that actually is probably accurate. The actual missed call there put 4 points on the board.
Okay, but if they didn't go into the game with this aggressive posture that Mike was talking about, and if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers ready to go and DK Metcalf... And if that was, say, if they took more of a let's play it close to the vest and wait for the Ravens to screw up, which they've played that way a lot against teams like them. Let's just go into this game, tiptoe our way in, and let's pounce on their mistake and try to win the game that way. That would have been a pretty prototypical Steelers game plan for a game against the Ravens on the road. And instead they went in there swinging, guns a-blazing, and I like that. You're telling me that doesn't come from Tomlin now? Of course it does.
It does, but it reveals like a slight shortcoming in him and maybe even in Rodgers, who maybe went rah-rah right in with it. Why wait until like things have gone very seriously sideways for you and your backs are very much against the wall to do that? Why does it have to be something that only manifests when you're cornered for him, for Mike? Because I think the best coaches in the league right now, and I'm not saying he always has the personnel to do it, though, but the best coaches in the league coach that way and coach with that mindset, but when they might be like 10-2.
Okay, fair enough. But if I were to say to you before the season starts, if you're going to pull out all the stops in a game and you're going to empty your bag, so to speak, mm-hmm. in a game to win it, if you're the Steelers, what game are you picking?
Ravens
on the road. It's this one. Yes.
Ravens on the road.
Right. So, like, even as a guy that is a harsh critic of Mike Tomlin, I'm also not blind or, like, aloof or going to lie to people and say, well, he had nothing to do with them winning this game. It's all the refs.
I understand that, but I think, like, I know you know this, but I'll just say it out loud. So much of the conversation about him is about broadly his philosophies and how they've impacted this franchise over the course of years now. It is like more like a decade almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that is the general conversation, one game where his team brought the goods when they really needed to is just not going to win over a lot of hearts and minds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.